All right, some people made some comments on my channel today, and they get it. They get it. Down here in the natural, the devil is a 666 cube box. Keep you in your little box. Keep you in your little space. The devil doesn't like your freedom. The devil wants you under legalism or Jezebel or narcissist. The devil works through the narcissist, the Jezebel, the legalist, because they hate your freedom in Christ. Think about it. They're under law. And you know they're under law because they're perfectionists. They got to be perfect, you know. And if you're not perfect and keep up to their standard, then they have to attack you, your identity, try to make you think you can be perfect. That's what the Bible says in Galatians, that those who are under the law persecute those who are in the spirit. A flesh creature is in their little cube box of law, works, levels, ranks, and ratings. And so grades and ratings. And so when you go to a pastor who's a legalistic pastor, he's got to get you in that church, and you better not miss a day of church, and you better make sure you tie that 10%. You better talk right, and you better wear the right clothes, and you better wear that suit and tie, and you better come to church in that dress, and you better follow the legalistic rules, you know. Now, it is a shame for a man to have long hair. It is a good thing to dress nice. It is good for women to be in a dress, you know, if they can. But to put somebody under legalism and force them to do it, it has to be something inside, you know. You can't make somebody be something. It has to be an inward change. And you might say, well, why does a man with long hair? It's a typology. The man should have short hair. The woman should have long hair. As she gets older, she's going to have shorter hair, you know. It's just the types and shadows of Christ and His church. There's a reason. So the 666 cube system is the energy of the flesh, and that's why we have a blue sky. Because the blue letter law is over the flesh, because the flesh is nothing but sin. And those that are in the flesh are under law. They only understand law. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They're not going to rise up and be right. You have to put them under law, under rules. They're not able to spiritually walk in the Spirit, in love and truth. They don't know that. They only know law. And so that's why the devil is trying to put all the flesh creatures in a box, and he's trying to put all the saved, and the saved people are not going to do it, so he wants to cut your head off. The saved people say, look, I'm not in a box. I'm not religious. I'm free. I'm free in Christ. But the devil, the law, the letter killeth. The Ten Commandments are to draw you to Christ. But the devil is a draconian devil. The draconian law is law. It's by force. And the flesh creature only can understand that. And this is why these flesh creatures are wearing these masks. They're following the law, which is a lie. The saved person follows the law without a law. We rise up, we walk above the law. We don't need a law to act right. And we know that these masks are not what God called us to do. So whenever the devil, the Draco system, oversteps his boundaries, whether it's a manager, whether it's a boss, whether it's a leader, or whether it's a falsy, or whoever it is, trying to overstep their gates, they're trying to overstep their boundaries. When God didn't tell me to put nothing on my face, God didn't tell me to put nothing on my body, no tattoos, no mask, nothing. God didn't tell me to do that. Why you? Who do you think you are? I don't need to wear no mask. I don't even need to wear a seatbelt. That's why I get a seatbelt ticket about once a year, trying to tell me to put on a seatbelt. We have a right to defend ourselves. We have a right to stand up for the truth. We actually have an obligation, a duty, because if we stand up to the truth, we're actually loving our neighbor as ourselves. And if you hold these, flesh creatures accountable under the law, and you show them some grace, but you give them a law and say, okay, here's the law. It's your choice. You either you can rise above it by grace, or you can stay under the law. But most flesh creatures want to stay under the law. They think they can achieve something. They think they can do it, and they can't. They have no power. I know I'm kind of scattering around a little bit, but here's what I'm trying to say. Let me try to bring it in summation here. When you got a flesh creature, they only understand law. If you try to give them some grace, they will overstep the boundaries. And so the draconian system understands that somehow, because it's what they are. They understand each other. You can only understand what's in you. So if you're a flesh creature, you understand other flesh creatures. You know, they say stuff like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That's all they know. And so the devil in them, the devil says, put that mask on. They don't have any Holy Spirit to say, wait a minute, God don't want me to put no mask on while I'm in my car by myself or walking down the street. That's ridiculous. They don't have that. They don't have any power. They don't have any inner man power, power in the inner man. They don't have that. They only have fear and pride and anger and bitterness and doubt and worry and believe the lies of the system, because they have no Holy Spirit discernment, so they're going to believe the lie. And so the 666 cube box is actually a mirror reflection of the flesh, those that are in the flesh. And so the flesh cuts. And so what's happening is they want to believe the delusion. They want to go down to the dark side. And if you take the word mask and you unfold it, it means masquerade. It means dark. It actually means blackface. The word mask means blackface. They get mad at people who paint their face black, but they're actually putting the mask on, and they're doing the blackface without even knowing it. They're being mocked. The devil's mocking them. But the flesh mind is getting on the outside what's on the inside. That's what's happening. And you can try to show them some grace and give them some mercy and pity and all that, and condescend to men of low estates, the Bible says. But they're going to keep taking. They're going to keep crossing the boundaries. They're going to keep vampiring. They're just psychic vampires, because they have no life in them. They're dead. Now, this is the most important part. The flesh creature is dead. They're dead. There's no life in them. So if you have life in Jesus, what are they going to do? They're going to be trying to grab hold of you. They're going to be trying to grab hold of something in you, vampiring off of you. But the problem with these people is when they can't admit they're a sinner, and they can't admit they're dead because they don't know they're dead. So when you reach your hand out and help them, they'll actually sometimes flip it and say they helped you. They can't say the word thank you hardly. It's hard for them to say thank you. A flesh creature has a hard time saying thank you, because that means they received something they didn't have to work for, and it makes them feel like they're smaller than or something. This didn't turn out like I wanted it. It could be better. I'm trying to recover it right now. The 666 distance around a mask, it's a masquerade party. And so if you go and you watch the Cube movie by the Cube, by, what was his name? Anyway, there's scenes in that movie where he looks around and says, who are you people? And one of them says, we're projections. We're not even real. So when the flesh creature is looking out in front of them, they only get back a reflection of their flesh. Because you can only understand and grasp what's in you. And if you're just a flesh creature, you can only see another person according to the flesh. And you see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. They're spiritually discerned. So when you get saved, born again, your family knows you in the flesh, but they don't know you in the spirit. So you're growing and you're changing. Your identity is a whole different identity, but they're still looking at you like an old identity, and they don't even know you. They don't even know who you are. And you're like, I'm speaking the truth. I'm telling you who I am, but you don't hear me. You have this old, you want to live in the past. You want to live in the old identity. You want to live in something that's not even real, fake reality, because they're dead. They're under law. They're dead. They don't know grace and truth. They have no truth. They might try to act like they have truth. They might even say, I'm a truther. They might even have a channel online and say, I'm a truther. You're not a truther if you don't believe in Jesus. If you don't, the Bible says, don't even let them across your threshold if they don't trust Jesus and follow his doctrine. If they don't receive Jesus and his doctrine, his teachings, his doctrine. And a lot of people, when you start talking about doctrine, the doctrines of the Bible, they get mad. Especially the Wiccans. What do you mean doctrine? The beliefs of Jesus. The teachings of Jesus. And then when you say the teachings of Jesus, I say, oh, it's the same word. It's the same word. So you're surrounded by flesh creatures. And you're surrounded by people who believe the lie because they're dead. And so when they put the mask on and they follow the 6-foot distancing, it's because they're dead in trespass and sin. And they don't know that they're actually under the Draco cube system, and they're in their little box, and they believe everything that they send down the pike. So the liberals, all the liberals, if they say, kill your baby, they'll kill the baby. Save the whale, hug the tree, but kill your baby. They'll do it because they're blind and they're dead, and they don't know what's truth, what's lies. They only understand, and they say, this is my truth. Well, no, there ain't no such thing as my truth. It's either God's truth or it's a lie. Let God be true and every man a liar. It's either the truth of God or it's a lie. There's no in between. There's the truth of God or it's a lie. I mean, they say, this is my truth. Well, that means you're a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. So they live in delusions. They live in death. They live in psychic vampirism. And so everything about them is a cube system. And so they put the mask on and they follow the Draco because they think that's the end thing to do, because they want to be in the end. They want to be in the end crowd because they're people pleasers. And so when you start to speak outside and show them the truth, that it's all lies, that there's more people die of the regular flu than this every year, and you start to try to break them free, they're in so much darkness that they can't even hear what you're saying. They everything that you say is flipped upside down, is anti, is twisted, is turned, and they can't, if you ask them to repeat back what you said, they might parrot it, but they don't really know what they're saying. I'm not explaining this too well, but you know what I'm saying. The flesh creature only understands law and people-pleasing and self-gratification, and they're only living in the base nature because they're dead and they're trespassing sin. So they only know about eating and sleeping and making babies and eat, sleep, and they don't really have nothing else, no kind of life from the spirit. The Wiccans, the ones who receive Lucifer spirit, they might have some kind of Lucy light, but it's the fake stuff. It's fake. And they're only, like, I got some neighbors across the street. They're out on the porch. And they're wanting, I'm sitting in my car recording a message. They're making all this noise wanting attention. Why do they want attention? Because they got to be the center of attention. Because it's all about them. Their whole world view is about them. They wouldn't know about sacrifice if it hit them upside the face, you know. They'll say, well, I sacrificed some of my kids. But they're not really doing that. They're just saying it to get attention. I sacrificed for this. they wouldn't know what sacrificial love is if it hit them in the face, because they don't have love. God is love. God is love, and if they don't have God, they don't have love. God is love. If they don't have God, then they don't have love. God is love. The devil is the opposite, hate and pride. If they don't have God, their love is self-love, self-glory. It's not real love. The only way you're going to get love is receive Jesus, who is God, the image of the Godhead bodily. And the only way you're going to receive Christ is by faith, not of works. And that's when you can learn the love of Christ. So these flesh creatures, this is my point. You know they only understand law. You know they will take advantage of grace. You know they're going to just believe lies of the system. And so you have to set up boundaries, and you have to set up rules and contracts to keep them accountable and say, look, you agreed to this. You said this. You said you could do it. Because you know they're not going to keep the rule. They're going to cross boundaries and try to, and when they cross boundaries, they're going to try to blame it on you. Because I got a rid on situation right now. I got to kick them out because they didn't keep their end of the bargain, but they're going to try to claim it's the landlord's fault. It's not the landlord's fault. It's your fault. You're the one who broke the rules. Long story short, the flesh creature is easy to understand. It's your old Adam. You can think about it and derive everything from the old Adam that they're going to be thinking, doing, or whatever. You can derive their thoughts and their heart from the old Adam. And you can derive the new Adam. When you have the mind of Christ, you can derive the thoughts of the saved person. But the unsaved person has no way to have the unsaved person can derive how other, they can't really see the whole picture, but they can know how other people are going to act. But when you're in the spirit walk, they don't understand you. Because the derivation from the spirit walk, they don't have the spirit, so they only know the flesh. So when some Wiccan who has a Lucifer spirit tries to figure you out, and I've seen this for 10 years, they'll say stuff like, who are you? Who's the real books? Sound like my ex-wife. Went to the counseling. Well, he needs to be himself. And the counselor, I think it was a preacher / counselor, he said, are you being yourself? I said, yeah. She looked over, he said, he's being himself. Yeah, I'm being myself. She couldn't see me because she had this image. See, they have the flesh mind image of people, but they don't have the spirit mind. And it didn't hit me till after many years, after divorce, because I would call her on the phone. I was working with a telephone company, and God would reveal something to me. And I'd call her on the phone. And I said, you won't believe what God just showed me. And she was like, tried to be like she was interested, but she wasn't. And I thought, why ain't she? This is so powerful. Why ain't she listening? Because she didn't have the spirit. She was raised in church, but she wasn't born again. This is why when a legalist comes to the channel, my channel, your channel, whatever, and you say it's faith alone and Jesus alone, they sound religious. They sound like they know the Bible, but if you wait long enough, usually about 3 or 4 comments in, you'll say faith alone. They'll say, yeah, faith alone. And then about 3 comments later, they say, but you got to do something. But you got to keep yourself. You got to keep yourself or something like that, because they're still under works. And it doesn't take long because the heart has to speak out of the mouth, right? So a person who's under law, under the flesh, under the blue sky, the blue letter law, a person who's under that, it's in them. They don't have the spirit of truth where they're free in Christ. They still have the spirit of error, which is under law, and the letter killeth. Why would they stay under law when the Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life? Because they can't hear the other part. because it's not in them. They don't have the spirit. They can talk a big talk, and they can talk churchianity and talk a bunch of Bible words, but they don't understand the spirit walk. There's preachers. They'll never talk about walking in the spirit, because walking in the spirit is just love and truth and short accounts. You're not renewing your mind. Walking in the spirit is short accounts, love and truth. Renewing your mind. The mind of Christ. You can step into the mind of Christ at any moment. The only reason you might not is because that AI program of the flesh is an AI program. The only reason you might not step in the spirit is because you're just responding to from a program, a flesh-minded program, just a repeat of what's your bloodline or your culture or your habits or whatever. You're not really responding in the spirit when you get in the flesh. You're responding in the AI program of the old Adam. But you have the dual nature. As a saved person, you have your identity in Christ, but you still have that old Adam that tries to get out of the grave. It's not who you are, but it's your habit pattern that you had that you're trying to break free from. You don't have to respond that way anymore. And so as you overcome the AI, here's what's happening. And God is allowing this. So let's say you have a problem with anger. God will allow that devil to provoke you in the person, to provoke that anger to see if you can overcome it. And you, after you go around the mountain enough times, you say, well, why am I angry? Now the same person, they're not even going to, their wife might say, why are you so angry? And you need to get counseling. But they're not going to be introspective and say, why am I angry? Because the Holy Spirit's not going to convict them. But he can convict you of why are you angry? And so you go around the mountain and you realize that's not even real. The Bible says be angry and sin not. But I'm talking about being angry over stupid stuff. And so why can't you control it? Because just the AI response from the old Adam. The flesh is an AI program. The spirit walk has nothing to do with rules and laws and grades and ratings and ranks and you better do this or you better not do that. Touch not, taste not, handle not. That's not the spirit walk. The spirit walk is moment by moment, you know what you should do and you have the power to do it by the power of the Holy Spirit.